Thanks a lot. Vehicles.
I am on 290 down here already.
Well, you got that work truck warmed up, so you're not freezing to death.
And hey, right now it's 45 degrees.
That ain't warm for me. Yeah, yesterday when it was showing 50, I thought it was too cold.
This morning. Of course, the wind up on the mountain was rough this morning. There's a howling through them hollers this morning.
You are saying it's windy out there and gonna be a windy day, and there's even, they're talking about some more winter closings maybe, so. I'm glad it is a lot warmer out there this morning than it has been. That's a good thing.
Glad to see it myself. Them days that are down in the teens like that, I don't care much for them.
I can imagine not. What area are you working today?
Is the Greer Taylor's area.
Hello to Tom and Bernice for me if you go by their place. I'm kind of planning on going down around Elberton, Georgia today. Take a look at a storage building down there. They manufacture some of them down there, and kind of got things set up with the guy that runs the place to be down there between noon and 5 this afternoon.
Message along to Tom and Bernice, and you're looking at buying you a storage building, or are you just going down to visit?
I'm buying a storage building, kind of looking at getting Marie a she shed to put some of her hobby stuff in. She's got several different things that really, you know, kind of need their own place for her to spread it out and be able to work with her hobbies.
You got some hobbies take up a lot of room, that's for sure. I know the radio hobby can take up quite a bit of room if you ain't careful.
I got radios everywhere, it seems like, but yeah, she's got a embroidery machine and and I got her one of those 3D printers, and she's got a thing that can, you know, she can press designs on T-shirts, and she's got a thing she can put designs on coffee cups, and all those devices are fairly decent size, and just really don't have room for them in the house.
Good morning. In 4-8, Eddie, I just jumped in real quick before I stepped or anybody stepped on me or anything. I just did it too quick. But anyway, good morning, and Patrick and Dave, where have you been? We hollered at you yesterday. You wasn't around.
Had some back trouble. That's I guess these really cold mornings are kind of made the bones hurt a little worse.
Well, good to hear you. Yeah, I was looking for you yesterday morning. I hollered at you, and I figured you was listening, but I guess you weren't. Had back hurting. But good morning to you. Good morning to you, Patrick.
I hope you're having a good start to your day, and that recliner is treating you well.
But now, I got the top down, but it's a little windy out there.
Luckily, right here where I'm at right now, the wind has died down, thankfully. Since I got this big sale up here.
From the house to the shop, it's not cold. Compared to yesterday, it's not cold. Man, it's real windy. I'm kind of on a hill here, too, but it's windy on this hill.
It was real windy up at the house. I mean, it's blow you around up there. Windy, so surprised the repeater's not worse than it is this morning.
You think about that, repeater's in the wind. Where are you heading today?
Over here in Greer and Taylor's area on White Hampton.
Probably won't be quite as packed as like Burita is.
It's pretty busy. It's a steady flow of traffic all day long. KO4HK.
There's Eddie.
KF4NXY.
Morning, Eric. KN4TFW.
Everybody, I hope y'all are having a better morning than I am.
In traffic already?
One lane here at 85 South around exit 83 or something like that, Macedonia. So, yeah, we're slow.
Them radio.
Nobody else around can say that. Two, Ken, right?
Just on the north side of White Hampton.
My recliner here.
And I'm going to get another cup of coffee. KF4NXY.
Airplane. He never gets a second cup of coffee at home.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
First DEM mobile.
KO4HX. And morning, Ken.
N4AZ.
N4GFW.
At the north end, Ken, there are, there's Popo is everywhere this morning. Two patrol cars at every entrance ramp so far going southbound.
What kind of event going on today?
They close it for some reason. They were taking up the cones just here at this last merge, but, I mean, the construction on the southbound side is pretty much done, so I don't see any reason they should be closing it, but, you know, maybe they're doing speed today. I don't know.
HX. So what's everybody got planned for the weekend?
Bed.
Go hunting this weekend, but we'll see how that goes. Not right now. Back to the
day. Hey, I got plans to help the radio club with the Christmas parade. So, I'll be doing that most all day Saturday.
Okay.
Is in charge of getting everybody lined up in order and making sure they file out because it's televised and the announcers need to know what order they're in. So, and we make sure they're identified with their numbers so they can get all that information. This will be the third year I've done it. It's quite the show, let's put it that way.
It's just out of a normal parade, it's actually something. That's interesting.
It's interesting, and like I said, trying to herd all the kittens and keep them where they're supposed to be and watch out for the kids running in the road while we're trying to line everything up. It definitely keeps you on your toes.
How much of a logistical nightmare that is, trying to keep people squared away out to do a parade.
Some do okay, but there's always a couple that they don't watch what's going on, and the teenagers and the kids are running in the roads, and you're trying to watch out for them as, you know, you're lining up trucks and trailers and fire trucks, and they think it's playtime, so, and you're trying to keep everybody safe. Sometimes I wonder, you know, the second last year, I wondered why would I come up to do this, but here I am again.
Just love it. Tipping this morning.
Calm over here. There's actually no wind right here where I'm at.
Easy over here on 85. I'm getting pushed around a little bit.
It's going to be rough this afternoon. N4AZE.
Here, or are we supposed to start getting rain or something?
Let's see, it's going to get windier.
Advisory until 4 p.m. this afternoon.
How windy is it supposed to get?
It'll be some 50 mile an hour gusts, so it's going to be pretty windy. That's why I like where I'm at today, because it's pretty protected right here, so it's not too bad with all the buildings around on Wade Hampton.
Measure jacks on your truck?
There's no jacks on here. Just the airbag suspension, so you feel every bit of that wind.
Driving down the road this morning.
You bet coffee.
Just got back with it.
I'm gonna sip.
Yeah, set the coffee down and on the computer and got the news going on the TV.
There's a school shooting in California.
About that, there was a shooting downtown Lawrence yesterday. Ex-husband had got out of jail for domestic abuse and got his hands on a pistol or something and went to his ex-wife's workplace and shot her and then shot and killed himself. And thankfully, he wasn't that great of a shot because he didn't kill his ex-wife. She's okay in the hospital. He saved us the trouble of having a trial and all that on him.
So bad somebody resort to that.
You know, that's you know, it don't make no sense. I mean, you know, you break up with somebody, you just, you know, go your separate ways. Ain't no sense in going and shooting somebody and messing up the whole families. I mean, you know, that's going to be traumatic on any children or cousin. You know, it's just, you know, bad time of year to do something stupid like that.
Out of her hair.
Enough about all that. It's I hadn't heard about the school shooting in California, but you know, some of these places where supposedly, you know, there's no guns because they got all these laws against guns. And anyway, watching a story about Santa Claus right now. That's more positive thing to talk about.
Fairly safe now, at least for a few more years.
Much more likely that you know, that what they'll do an end run on that and try and make it where you can't afford the bullets.
Everybody's already got all their bullets they need in 4A's at E.
We send so much stuff overseas, ain't got much left here. KF4NXY, hey, some of the rest y'all pick it up. I know you're getting close to work.
Hey, Skex, yeah, I just pulled in the parking lot. Had to dodge somebody wearing all black walking in the turning lane where I needed to turn. Luckily, I seen them. But do you think you'd know not to wear all black? Have a good day. Be safe out there and enjoy the wind. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, guys.
7-3, Patrick. Have a good day. KN4TSW.
7-3, Patrick. Have a great day. We'll talk to you later. WTJKT.
Hey, Zeddy.
Hopefully, we'll talk at you later today. KO4CN.
KF4NXY.
Get on that little airplane yesterday. Yeah, it was a little model airplane I got for grandbaby. Old airplane from the 60s. I guess it's 60s. It's called a Cox Little Stinker. It's an airplane. It's got a little gas motor on it. Little biplane, what it is.
This point?
Got the two little lines that come out of it. I doubt we'll fly it. I don't know if those things even flew at all, hardly really. They so little, but I just got it for him to you know, play with, probably tear up.
Memories right there. I used to have a Cox PT-19 and flew with my dad. I used to love doing that.
Rubber bands there, so it wouldn't break up when it crashed.
Them little, if I remember, the tips were yellow on the wings and just stretched rubber band across the wing and the body.
Yeah, that was bad. I think that was from the 60s.
Nowadays, but man, that was a good time.
Years in.
I had one with computers really rare.
He's almost three and he is crazy about airplanes.
And scouts with us. The assistant scoutmaster, him and his son, went somewhere, I think it was down in Atlanta, and they flew a big old simulator for like a 747 or something. So that was pretty cool.
A flight simulator on the, in the computer that you can, you do it on the, you know, on the TV. You just sit there and look at it, and you got a little box with joysticks.
Simulator, Microsoft has a really good one. And that's on the computer. It's a fun game, but I enjoy that. I'd like to try that simulator, the big one. That would be really neat to try out. I don't remember how much the guy said it was for like an hour or two, but his son's a teenager, so they flew it for a while. But anyway, y'all gentlemen, have a good one. I just pulled in the parking lot at work, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all have a good one and be safe. KO4CF, and I'll be clear when you find me.
7-3, Andrew. Have an awesome day. KN4, TSM.
23, Andrew. Have a good day. Talk to you later. This is W2JKT.
Andrew, KF4NXY.
With that, I'm going to check out, too, guys. Enjoyed everybody. Be safe today. Eric, Tom, who else is out there? I forget. Anyway, anybody I miss, have a good one. N4AZE.
7-3, dude. Have a good day.
Ian.
Curious for you. We'll talk to you later. Please, you take it
easy. Hey, Ken. See you. N4A's Eddie.
About two. It's time to get Courtney call. See what's going on this morning. So I will talk to you guys a little bit later on. This is W2JKT73. I'll be clear on your final.
7-3, Eric. Have a safe day. KN4TFW.